com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're locked in down for two programs. You can take control of your airwaves. Free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Now, Wayne is still in the studio.
But there he is.
He has so nicely given up his microphone because, well, out of nowhere, a friend of ours just decided to show up. Lauren.
Hey there, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, and I guess the more important question is, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I mean, getting out of jail is like being born again.
There's no feeling quite like it. Being locked up and then suddenly you're able to do what you want, or mostly.
So, Lauren Canario, we mentioned this in hour number one of the program that, you know, sort of did a quick recap for our listeners and probably should do it again, but I guess you would be the best person to do a recap of what has happened to you. So, for anybody who's just tuning in, why were you sitting in a jail cell for over 35, 36 days and you just got out today? What was the reason they put you in the first place?
Got pulled over on a traffic stop for speeding. And
they put you in a jail cell for speeding.
I got a life sentence for speeding.
Amazing. How does that work? Tell us about it. Start your story, I guess, the night of, and let's just go all the way through it. And if you've got questions for Lauren, 800-259-9231. But you were driving home from Murphy's Tap Room, which is a Free Stater-owned pub in Manchester, just hanging out with some friends, and you were on your way home, you got pulled over, and what happened then?
As usual, police ask for license and registration. I said, I don't have any. Then he says, come on, give me your license, give me your registration. And I didn't say anything else for the rest of the night. He decided that he needed to arrest me, pull me out of my car, impound my car, make my passengers walk home.
He didn't have to do all that. Like you say, he decided to do so. Mm-hmm. And it's been very interesting watching some of the responses. And obviously, you haven't even gone home yet today, I don't think, right?
I haven't been home.
Haven't even been home yet, and she stopped by the Free Talk Live studios. I thought for sure you'd want to sleep before you came here, but I really appreciate you coming down. But some of the footage that has come out, because your husband Jim was there at the time you were being arrested, videotaping the entire thing. Of course, it was dark out, so not the most, not the greatest of pictures, but you could get an idea for what was going on. You could definitely hear the audio, and I think right now that particular part of your story was already something that started to generate controversy, not just amongst the average people in New Hampshire and the people watching the situation, but also amongst the liberty activists here. Some people were wondering
on the show, as a matter of fact,
why did you choose to not speak to the police officer when he was asking you those questions?
Because I just thought it was kind of, you know, tyrannical for them to stop me on my travels and demand things from me and punish me if I hadn't paid all the fees and fines and license registrations and everything. And so I decided to just not cooperate.
To the point where you didn't answer any of their questions at any point, not even when you were in the car or in the back of their squad car or going back to the station. Did you ever talk to any of the cops while you were being held?
The police from the town of Milford, no. I did end up talking to a few jail guards after a while, though.
What were the nature of those conversations? Not official, just sort of chit-chat, or what was that about?
Just, how are you doing today? What's your... A lot of them like to offer their political views because they think they know what mine are, and they go, you're a pacifist. You don't know anything.
Are you a pacifist?
That's not what I call me, but that's what they think I am.
A pacifist is someone who will not fight back, right? So if a pacifist is attacked by a rapist or a murderer, they're going to get raped or murdered no matter what because they're a pacifist. Whereas a lot of liberty-loving people are very nonviolent individuals, but if they are attacked, right, they will certainly defend themselves.
They're non-aggressionists. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Are you somewhere in between, or how would you define yourself?
Well, I've never had to, the situation's never come up, but I imagine I would fight if people were hurting me.
Right, but it would not benefit you to fight back against the police. In fact, you never do. This is not the first time you've been arrested. I'm actually almost losing count. Is it sixth time in the last two or three years?
No, About five or six.
She looks like she's lost count too.
Yeah.
But you
don't fight the police,
right? When the police want you to go somewhere or do something, you generally don't cooperate, right?
Right. If they, I never kick them. I never punch them. I never push them. Push back when they push me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, obey any of their commands, like face this way, sit there, mm-hmm. walk over here.
You make them do the work.
How did you get into court this morning, was it?
Oh, now you're jumping so far ahead, Mark.
Well, I mean,
but fine, that's fine.
It's the next question. It's the next question in that particular line of...
Well, because she didn't go into the courtroom when they first attempted to arraign her, and I found this interesting because, again, you make it so they have to physically move you from one point to another. You don't assist them. Now, again, you don't actively resist, which is why I was surprised they charged you with a resisting arrest charge, because that's just not something you do. But they obviously loaded you into the paddy wagon or whatever it was they had you in at that time. And then when they brought you to the court for the arraignment, they opened the doors, and this is according to the letter that you wrote, they opened the doors and asked you to leave the paddy wagon, which you obviously didn't do. So they didn't have a problem loading you into the wagon, but yeah. They had a problem taking you out.
Forcing me into it, but forcing me out they didn't do.
What do you think the reasoning is for that? Your interpretation.
Just my idea is the judge didn't want people dragged before her. That she wanted to make it look like people were voluntarily attending the court and respecting the court. And
so you think it was for the mm-hmm. benefit of everyone else in the courtroom, basically?
Yeah.
Very interesting. So you didn't go in at that time. So let's just reverse. Let me recap the story. You were driving down the road, pulled over for speeding. You didn't show them any of your government papers, which you are you were at one time a licensed driver in the state of Nevada. So it's not like you don't know how to drive. You obviously know how to drive. You get yourself from point A to point B very safely. That's just another aside, was the attitudes of some of the people posting on these YouTube videos. They were making it sound like because you were going, 70 and a 55, that the entirety of the world and society was at risk. I mean, and they're all acting as though they don't speed too.
They never speed, I guess.
Right. Who doesn't speed? I mean, I've never met anybody that doesn't speed. So that seemed to be very absurd. So they charged you with resisting arrest and what was it, like five charges?
Disobeying a police officer. They actually tacked on another one just today.
Oh.
Not honoring my bail commitment, which
you never committed to any bail, did you?
That's why that one got dismissed.
Oh, okay.
How could you honor a bail commitment while you were in jail?
And I never saw the bail paperwork either, so
you wouldn't have signed it if you had seen it anyway.
No, I didn't. Wouldn't have. No.
So then there was no register. The vehicle wasn't registered, and
suspended license, even though I have no license.
Right. Right. So that's why they allegedly put you in jail the first time. They tried to take you to the arraignment. You did not leave the back of the paddy wagon. So at that point, they slapped you with a contempt of court charge.
Right, and that's. As you know, the only offense you can have that has no limitation. If the judge wants to, they can keep you forever.
And some people they have kept for quite a long time. There's a gentleman...
11 years, yeah.
Right, there's a gentleman here in Keene that's been in for like a year just because of a contempt charge, and the judge just doesn't want to let him out. And so they did the same thing to you, and you were essentially told that you were going to be in jail until you decided that you were ready to be arraigned, right? And then... they would move the process along. That's what they told you.
Right.
Is that right? So then they kept asking you if you wanted to be arraigned.
Right. They kept coming to my cell every morning or several mornings and, hey, do you want to go to court today? No, thank you.
So that's how it continued on for the entirety of the time that you spent in prison, right? They
up
kept
until
coming and checking
last
with
last Friday, I think, yeah.
Then what happened then?
Then I got a public defender who talked me into it. He said,
really?
You know, you can be outside the system, but if you go inside the system, you won't have to pay as bad of a penalty, he says. I can get you off with a lesser charge if you let me represent.
Okay, we'll get to that part of the story, but there's also some things that went on while you were inside the jail, the Hillsborough County Jail here in New Hampshire. There were a number of protests that were going on the outside. I'm wondering if you became aware of those and what your interactions were, if any, with the other prisoners and the guards, whatever jail stories that you have to share from your over a month being incarcerated on the most innocuous of charges. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar. 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Ted Ennis for Midas, November 7, 2007. Gold, 837-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $861.90, $424.70 for half, $212.35 for quarter. That's $861.90, $424.70, and $212.35. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, water. We sail on it and wash with it. And in cars, it belongs in the radiator. But H2O in tires is dangerous. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Water's just great in mountain streams, but when it sneaks into tires, the danger's crystal clear. Water and the dirt it carries can warp the inside of your tires. Here's how it gets in. Moisture collects in air pump compressors. When tire valves connect with pump valves, this unwanted water piggybacks right into your tire. To prevent this unwelcome hitchhiker, jiggle the pump valve and release some air. If you get soggy, ease on down to the next watering hole. I mean, service station. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
and Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Over 1,400 pages created by listeners like you. You can get interactive and go and create things and edit things. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of, that's SavvyRest.com. Lauren Canario is in the studio with us right now. Lauren, hello again.
Hey, everybody.
So you're telling us your story from your perspective of the last 30-plus days that you were being held in the Hillsborough County Jail for the awful crime of speeding and apparently also not wanting to participate in the system. That's what they were really holding you for, because they tell you that you have the right to remain silent. And, I mean, we're inculcated with that as young people in America. Whenever there's, if you're in high school or middle school and there's some trial going on and you're sitting in your class, these are the things they tell you. Well, there are Miranda rights that say you have a right to remain silent. And, you know, that's banged into our heads. But does anyone actually ever exercise that right? And what happens when that right is exercised? Well, that's why your story is so instructional, Lauren, because that's essentially what you decided to do. When the cops pulled you over and asked for your license and registration, you didn't have any to give to them in the first place. You didn't answer any of their questions. You exercised your right to remain silent, and you were rewarded with over 4 weeks in prison for it.
Right. It kind of points out a flaw in the system there, I think.
I think that's not the only flaw that was pointed out while you were spending your time there. But essentially what happened was they arrested you, slapped a bunch of their BS charges because they've got sort of this repertoire of charges that they can just slap on anybody, disobeying a police officer and whatever else. You know, speeding's obviously a BS charge too, but... So they put you in a jail cell. They tried to arraign you. You would not leave the paddy wagon in order for them to give you the arraignment. And they refused to actually carry you into the courtroom. You believe it's because the judge wants certain things to look a certain way in her courtroom. And you weren't willing to cooperate with them. You weren't filling out their paperwork. You weren't going to places they wanted you to go. They actually had to physically move you from point A to point B.
Right, and that continued when I got to the jail, the county jail, and they didn't like that.
So. Now, that's because they're not used to it, right? I mean, these guys are used to giving a prisoner an order and having them follow it.
People were scuttling to follow the orders there, as the New Hampshire jails are way more regimented than others I've been in.
Really?
Yeah. The guard would say, lock up, and there would be 50 people on the floor, and they would all be running up the stairs to get into their cells and close themselves in.
What would happen if they didn't?
Well, the worst thing that would happen is they got yelled at, that I saw, because nobody else would.
Interesting.
Nobody would disobey him.
So all of the prisoners were very, very obedient, except for you. Now, we heard that you were put into 24-hour lockup or confinement of some sort. Is that true? Can you describe that? What brought you? When did they decide to put you there? What's the story there?
Generally speaking, if you're when you get to jail, you get 5 hours out of your cell. If you're disobedient, they give you 1 hour to you know, punish you out of cell. I got no hours out of my cell because I refused to go and go through with the medical scan, a bunch of questions, and a hypodermic needle.
Oh, dear. Did they force you into the needle? Or?
No, they didn't. Apparently they can't, because I was there the whole time and I refused.
Huh.
They kept coming to me going, would you like to go through the medical thing today? No, nothing.
I feel fine. Thank you. So, but as a result, did they force you to wear a mask or something like that?
Yeah, as a result, I was on quarantine status. And if I was to come out of my cell, I would have to wear a mask, a surgical mask and gloves. And I didn't want to do that. So
right.
So this went on for two weeks, and I didn't come out of my cell at all. I was locked up 24 hours a day.
Now,
and there was no shower in my cell.
That was where I was going next, because when we heard from you, when some of your letters came out of the prison after about 2 weeks you'd been in, somebody mentioned that you hadn't showered. I think you mentioned it in your letter, that you hadn't showered since, well, since you've been put in at all. You just hadn't contacted flowing water, I guess. What was the story there? I mean, they weren't even allowing... You said they weren't allowing you out of the cell. They wouldn't give you the special access to a shower to even clean yourself?
I couldn't use the phone. I couldn't, buy stamps to mail letters. I couldn't get a book to read.
How would you have bought stamps? Did you have money, or they allow you to use what was in your pocket at the time of your
book?
They
have a commissary system in jails where you could order things like pencils, papers, stamps and things. But
candy bars, zooms, wham whams.
In this jail, that was a machine, or like a touch screen operation, and it was outside in the day room, and I never got there.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to leave your cell because you were quarantined.
How did you end up with a pencil to write the letters?
When the court guy would come and say, "Do you want to go to court today?" Sometimes he would offer, "You know, well, is there anything I can do for you?"
Hmm.
And that's the first time he asked that. I go, "I would like a pencil," and that's how I got my pencil.
You're certainly not a very demanding person. I see that as plenty of a reasonable request. Now, when did you end up getting a shower finally? Did it ever happen?
Yes. Every day they would ask me if I'd like to come out of my cell, and I go, yeah. And then they'd hold up the mask and gloves, and will you wear these? And they said no. And so most of the time they never even opened the door. But once in a while they would open the door and offer these things and turn their back on me. And so three times or so, I slipped out, you know, zoomed over to the shower or to the phone or whatever, and, when they weren't looking. So... I got all the way to the shower, took off all my clothes, and, you know, got in there, and they didn't want to rustle me out of the shower naked, so I
got
to take a shower.
So they knew the cell door was open, and they were just, do you think they were purposely ignoring you?
It's possible. It's possible that they were trying to get me to take a shower.
They knew that it was all a game, too. They knew she was healthy. It's just they wanted to go through their little hoops.
Huh.
The cell door is open, but the cell block door was not open. So it's not like she could have run out that door, run out the other door, run out the Sallyport door, down the six flights of stairs, out that door, out the other. Yeah, I mean, only one door out of the 17 was open.
Right.
800-259-9231, if you've got a question for Lauren. So was that the only time you got a shower in the 30-plus days that you were being contained?
No, I got two showers.
Oh, two showers.
When I was about to come to court, I actually broke down and wore the mask and gloves and took a shower.
In order to take a shower.
Yeah, let's get back to that story, because you said the public defender, I guess, was assigned to you, and he said he could help you out, and... What happened there? Because you were just sitting in a jail cell and there was nothing going on, and then this guy shows up. What's the story there?
It was the day that some article about me appeared in the paper. I forget which one, but I guess it got some attention.
Right, there were a handful of them in different papers, yeah.
And this public defender shows up finally, and he says, "I can get you a deal." And
this was Friday.
This was, two weeks ago. Friday.
2 weeks ago. Said he can get you a deal, and you were willing to talk to this guy.
I was pretty lonely, so I wasn't willing to talk to anybody.
Okay. All right. We'll continue that story and find out what happened from then on. 800-259-9231. The entirety of Lauren Canario's experience in the prison system, the jails of New Hampshire, over 30 days for speeding. Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with a sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where the features are for free. You can get, for instance, archives, an entire year's worth of them right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just click and download. They're for free. FreeTalkLive.com. And do you need a new computer but just don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers, laptops, and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks and no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start from just $22 a month, so go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Lauren Canario, now would be a great time to call in because she's actually here in the studio, much to my shock and surprise. I was going to give her a call in a couple days and see if she was all rested up from her stint in jail and over being held for over 30 days because she decided she didn't want to play along with their silly little rules and their system. And she just got out this afternoon. So I figured maybe give her a night or two to catch up on some sleep, because I can't imagine, what's it like sleeping in this, it's inevitably cold in jail, right, Lauren? I mean, what's it like to try and sleep there? Do you even have a mattress?
Well, in this one, it's not quite as cold as others I've been in.
Really?
But, yeah, it's cold, so you, like, stay under the blanket. Actually, I was napping, like, you know, most of the day, and I think the guards were kind of envious, because they were tired running around handing things to people, and I was just napping all day.
I see. So you were, again, held based on getting pulled over on the side of the road, not showing the cops your papers. Then you didn't participate with their the stuff they wanted you to fill out. You didn't go into the courtroom as they wanted you to do, and they wouldn't force you to. They wouldn't carry you in there physically. And so they threw you back in jail with a contempt of court charge, and that's where you sat until, you say, 2 weeks ago, a public defender showed up and said he could help you out. What's the story there?
So he explained to me about the New Hampshire Public Defender Office. Usually the public defenders are, like in other states, they're chosen from the prosecutors, or they're chosen from some group of lawyers, and they're under the control of the judicial system. But here in New Hampshire, they have a different thing where they just have a trust fund they set up. They give money to this trust fund, and the public defender's office is kind of autonomous. It can argue things the way that it wants to. It doesn't have to. It doesn't really isn't really so much under the thumb of judges as in other states.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And he talked to me about arguing under Article 10, which is unique to New Hampshire, that the clause of the right to rebellion. And he wanted to argue on that point, and I go, well, maybe that's not such a bad idea.
Okay, yeah, that sounds pretty good, actually.
Now, wasn't the right to rebellion, I'm not very familiar with the New Hampshire Constitution. I thought it was the New Hampshire state government saying they had the right to secede from the United States. Is that something different?
That's not what he took it, or just, he argued a different point. That
I see.
If there was to be an overthrow of the government, it shouldn't be violent, he says. It should be peaceful. And
right.
how would that happen? And he says, he points to me, this is the way it should happen.
Wow. That's how did that argument go?
I don't think it was very, I think I wasn't found guilty on the resisting arrest thing. But he got to argue it anyway, so I thought
cool. You were not found guilty on the resisting arrest, or were found guilty on resisting arrest?
Actually, I can't quite remember now, but I think I was found guilty.
Okay.
And then you were sentenced to time served.
Right.
Which is also something that has happened to you in the past when you have been, whether it be New London, Connecticut, or up here in New Hampshire, they have arrested you, put you in a jail cell, you haven't participated and cooperated, and then eventually after a number of days has passed, they seemingly arbitrarily bring you into the court, and then they happen to, essentially punish you with the exact amount of time that you'd already been in jail for.
Right, but public defender said the penalties were very, very unusual in that she gave me like 10 days for resisting arrest. And
is that high or low?
No, that's very low, and it all happened to add up to the exact number of days I had been in jail.
What is your speculation there? Why do you think that is? Why didn't they just turn you right back in and put you in for another 45 days?
They didn't want to, I guess. They were making special actions to get me out on that day. I don't know why.
Well, they were just tired of...
She's a pain.
Yeah. They were tired of lifting you around and carrying you from place to place. And
having news articles and every other day in the paper.
And the protesters outside of the jail. Were you aware of the protests going on? You couldn't see anything, right? You were.
My cell didn't face the street, but other people that I could talk to did. And they could see and wave and hold up signs to the protesters.
We saw some of those signs. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. And they were even banging on the windows and stuff. Now, as I understand it, you were instructed, or the other prisoners were instructed, to not talk to you?
That's right. They had a rule. It's a general rule that people who are locked up are what people who are out on the floor of the center there having their... they're out of cell time, can't talk to people who are locked up. And they weren't supposed to talk to me, but they did. And sometimes they even rolled candy under my door. And
oh, my
so
goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
So she was persona non grata, and she wasn't allowed to, not allowed to mix with her, I guess.
Right, so they could actually walk by your cell and see you and speak to you, and that's what they did.
Well, they weren't supposed to. They got yelled at if the guards saw them do that.
But they could do it. They weren't physically prevented from seeing you. Okay.
But my question is that they didn't give you stamps? The other convicts didn't give you stamps?
No, I guess they didn't know that I was needing some. But
I see.
Right. You probably didn't cross your mind to tell them, I need this and this and this.
No,
right?
I didn't. Not the demanding type.
Right. How were you received in general by the prison population there?
They're always friendly. They're always very generous. You'd be surprised that, if When on the days when they got their, you know, goodies, cookies and stuff, they would roll some to me under my door there.
Yeah, I wouldn't, I don't think I would be that surprised, because I know a lot of the people in the jail system in America are nonviolent individuals who, most of them are there for drug charges and other things, other innocuous things like that. Those are regular folk that just unfortunately got caught in the wrong place at the wrong time and that sort of thing. So I imagine there are a lot of good people in jail that shouldn't be there, as you shouldn't have been there. Mm-hmm. All right, Mark, you said you wanted to get to controversy, so I think we've told most of the story, and if we've missed any points or if there's something you want extra clarification on, she's here in the studio for at least the rest of this hour, I think. So now would be a good time to call in at 800-259-9231. But Mark was, you and I, we got into it from time to time.
Ian and I disagreed on a couple of issues here. First off, he used the term outrage to describe, the way things went as far as you're being picked up by the police and that kind of thing. And, you know, somehow I couldn't come up with outrage. My question, I guess, for you is, did this come as a surprise to you? Did the idea that that you didn't have a plate on your car, that you were driving without a license, that some police officer might stop you at some point or another, ask you for these things, and perhaps drag you off to jail when you didn't speak to him?
I was counting on it, actually.
Yeah, I figured you were. Right? Okay.
Well, now, Mark said
not
that
outrageous.
He wanted to get arrested. Is that true?
She was counting on it.
I was counting that it would happen someday. I just didn't know what day.
Okay, so it wasn't that you were going out that night attempting to get yourself arrested, but you knew that it was a possibility, and you, in fact, did want that to happen eventually.
Right.
And why is that?
I wanted to point out that even if you never hurt anybody, never break anything, never lie to anyone, they'll still put you in jail.
Now, of course, the other controversy was there was a controversy amongst the Liberty Movement, amongst some of the activists here in New Hampshire, many of them trying their darndest to distance themselves from you, and others, like me, embracing you and supporting you 100%. Even those who, there were a number of people who also supported you, even though they may have disagreed with your tactics. So there were sort of three different camps. The camp that didn't want to have anything to do with you, the ones that support you in your nonviolent resistance, but wouldn't necessarily engage in the same things, and then those who completely 100% were on board with you. And there, of course, were a lot of heated message discussions. People were calling in on this show. And, Mark, you sort of took the position that, let me see if I recall correctly, that you support Lauren's nonviolent resistance, but at the same time, you were curious as to if this was having a damaging effect on the Liberty Movement in general.
Pretty much. I mean, I think that it's going to draw more people of the the protest genre, and I think it's probably going to turn off some people who are kind of like the small government Republican Liberty Caucus types.
I don't know if Lauren cares, but we'll find out what she thinks about that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and talk to Lauren Canario. She's here right now. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Get your hands on some great Free Talk Live merchandise like Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and hoodies. And let's see, we've got the lighter bottle opener combo. We've got DVD Classic Archive collector sets, free bumper stickers. They're all there at store.freetalklive.com. Lauren Canario is in the studio, in the flesh, free from the prison cell, the jail cell that she's been occupying for well over a month's time, over 36 days at last count, maybe more than that, 37, 38. She was again put in for completely nonviolent so-called offenses, and the main offense was basically not cooperating with the system, not getting her car registered here in the state of New Hampshire, not bowing down to their demands that she have state driver's licenses and identification, and then once she refused to comply with those demands, they put her in a jail cell, and she continued to refuse to comply with what they wanted from her. And that resulted in a contempt of court charge, and that resulted in even more time just sitting in a jail cell. It's just been an amazing story, and we've been following it as closely as we can on this show. And one of the major controversies it's erupted in, Lauren, has been people talking about, as usual, and I know you've experienced this before, the inevitable hand-wringing that comes from some of the people in the on the more political side of the liberty movement, the people that are saying, Lauren's ruining it for the rest of us. We're trying to do political things over here. She's making us all look bad. How do you feel about that?
I say, if you want to get attention, make a bigger story than me.
Yeah. No, and that's something I touched on, too. I mean,
there are certainly stories to be had in the political realm. Julia, my girlfriend, was running for office here in Keene, New Hampshire, which you missed most of the campaign. But it was pretty cool because she didn't have to do a whole lot except be herself. And that got her a bunch of press coverage and made front page news. So it's certainly possible for the political people to score wins and get press. It's just it's more difficult for them because they have to play inside the system. You know, they have to play by the system's rules. In fact, one of Julia's bigger stories was when the attorney general threatened her with up to 7 years in prison because she wasn't playing by the rules and she was allegedly bribing the voters, which is a whole other story. But, you know, that got her coverage because it was unusual. It was different. It was sort of outside of the system. And the fact is, things that outside the system acts like what people like you and Russell Canning and other civil disobedience activists do, it's just more newsworthy than another person running for office. And so, you know, bad for them.
Yeah, the system makes it that way. They want you to be in the system. You'll be invisible if you go into the system and try and reform it.
Right, and it's very difficult to reform it from the inside. The system is built to resist that sort of activity.
Well, it's built to resist change, which to some extent is a good thing, because then it's difficult to turn it into a socialist paradise quickly. It's taken almost 100 years to turn us into the socialist country that we currently are. So, but I mean, I think we need both. I think we need people applying pressure from the outside.
Absolutely, I agree that we need both. But I think what we don't need is the constant infighting that goes on when episodes like this arise. Now, I don't think that everybody has to rally behind Lauren. I certainly would never suggest that you must support Lauren. But don't get out there and trash her. Don't get out there and act as though this is the end for the Free State Project.
Well, I think that there's value actually in public disavowing of Lauren's actions by Free State Project members. I think that it shows that the Free State Project is not necessarily a cohesive one mind organization here to throw over the government of New Hampshire.
I didn't say there was nothing wrong with that. I think that's fine. It's okay for people to distance themselves and say, well, that's not my tactic. That's fine for them to make that clear about themselves and their viewpoint. But it's when they go on the attack and they say things like, this is ruining the whole Free State Project. They think we're all a bunch of crackpots. And anybody that knows you personally knows you're not a crackpot loon. You're one of the nicest, sweetest ladies I've ever met. And you happen to be my hero as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't think many of these people who are talking trash even have really met you or have any idea what you're about. But, you know, we should go to the phones here because Dale is on the line in New Hampshire. And I know he wants to talk about this whole controversy thing. Dale, you're on with Lauren.
Hey, hi Lauren, how are you?
Hi Dale, how you doing?
Yeah, I know that there's been some people are saying that, oh, it's just a few obnoxious people who are making a fuss about the civil disobedience crowd and such. But I want to read a quote from Jason Sorens. He wrote into a paper to sort of distance himself from Lauren. And here's a quote from it. It's not very long. Unfortunately, there is a small but radical fringe of Free Staters who want to abolish all laws and law enforcement, and they often choose to disobey laws with which they disagree. Because of their nonviolent philosophy, they would never intentionally do harm to others, but by parading themselves in front of the media, Free Staters, at every opportunity, they give New Hampshire residents a skewed image of the quiet majority. And I don't know how you guys interpret that, but that sounds really dismissive and sort of disrespectful to me. I like Jason. I mean, from what I've read of his stuff and everything, I like him a lot, actually. And I'm glad he started the Free State. I just think that it goes to show that it isn't just, I mean, that, you know, if he's saying this, he's got to create the Free State process. You know, it's not just him saying it. So.
Yeah, we owe a lot to Jason, and we all honor him for his ideas. But it seems like he just didn't think it all the way through that there wouldn't be somebody who was going to be on the edge.
I can say is surprise. But you know, I don't have a problem with that particular statement.
The unfortunate might be a little stinging.
what would you describe?
The whole thing about parading around in front of the media as Free Staters at every opportunity.
I don't remember saying
that. Really,
I'm Lauren Canaria and I'm a Free Stater.
Well, no. I think the parading is, it's certainly, it's a derisive term, but it's intended to point out that, she's doing it intentionally. And she says she's doing it intentionally.
Yeah, but she didn't necessarily do what she did as a free stater. I mean, she never...
Well, nobody can do anything as a free stater.
One of the papers proclaimed that, or one of the papers claimed that she identified herself as a free stater to the officer or something, or implied... Which is absurd. She said three words to the officer.
Yeah.
I don't have, or four words. Right. I don't have any.
No Free State Project
that was
member
it.
Would say that. I'm a Free State Project member. Only somebody who's not a Free State Project member would say no crap like that.
You know, my website, I don't mention it anywhere that I'm a free, at least not yet. I mean, if it becomes relevant, I'll mention it. But it's not like, this is a free state blog.
Right. You can't lie about it, but...
No, I'm not going to lie about it. Right. I mean, I'm proud to be a free state.
I don't like his statement. I don't like the hand-wringing aspect to it, the fact that he points out that it's unfortunate. The fact is, the Free State Project is nothing more than a bus, as they call it, to encourage liberty-loving, liberty-oriented people to move to New Hampshire and get active. And Jason and everybody else in the Free State Project knows that that's an open window and that anybody who loves liberty can go and come here and do what they want. And they're all going to be called Free State Project members. Some of them might even do things that are more radical than what Lauren has done. I mean, and again, to even use the term radical, I think is unfair, come to think of it, because really, what's so radical about not conforming to arbitrary and just insane rules that are forced on you at the point of a gun? I think that that's honorable, and I think it's something that deserves support.
You know, I'm going to have to disagree with Mark, and I think maybe you as well, on one point. And that is, I don't think we need the in-the-system people, but that's just my opinion. I'm glad to have them, and I don't think they hurt by any means. I mean, they're doing things that might alleviate, you know, some influence, some pressure for some of the violence in the state and things at different points. And that's great if they manage to do that. But I certainly wouldn't say that we need them, because my philosophy is that I don't believe that ultimately is can solve our problems, because
none of us are out here rattling any sabers saying we don't want you people around here anymore. I mean, you're saying you personally don't have any use for them, but at the same time you can see that what they're doing is valuable and you accept that what they're doing is okay, and you would never consider being upset about what the political people are doing.
Oh, not at all. I mean, like, I just think it's at worst harmless. I don't know that I just wouldn't necessarily say that we need them, but I'm glad to have them. I mean, I still consider them allies,
Very good, Dale. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it.
Sure.
So, I don't know if we've missed anything. Wayne's been sitting quietly back there. He hasn't had any questions to ask, I presume. Otherwise, he could have come up to a microphone. Lauren, are there any other thoughts that you wanted to share with our listeners tonight? Anything else that you wanted to discuss while you're here?
I got a lot of mail from people who are really sad and, were sending me, like, sympathy cards. Oh, we're so sad. We're so sad. You got arrested. We hope you're not, dying of depression. But I'm telling them I was having fun in there. I was, disobeying every rule they had, and they couldn't do anything worse to me.
And also, it was a little detrimental when people would send you money because you couldn't draw soap and that kind of thing from indigent status. Isn't that right?
That's right. I had less when people sent me money than when I... had no money.
Don't send money unless we say send money.
Hour number three is on the way. Thank you to Lauren for stopping in here tonight. Good to see you as always. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Are you concerned?